Welcome. I am Megan Maroney. Let's get to today's big news. Microsoft posted earnings today. They announced revenue of $22.2 billion and commercial revenue growth of 88%. They also reported a 5.1% loss in the latest quarter. That is their biggest quarterly loss ever. Microsoft blamed the loss on continued weak PC demand, but it's hard to forget Microsoft's recent $7.6 billion write-down of Nokia, a company that was purchased for $9 billion only 2 years ago. TechCrunch Microsoft expert Alex Wilhelm says factors like falling phone revenues are mostly balanced by growth in consumer and corporate cloud sectors. Apple also reported earnings today. The company posted quarter revenue of $49.6 billion. Profits rose 38%, revenue rose 33%, and sales of iPhones are still rising at ludicrous speed, up 59% over last year. Apple CEO Tim Cook said they had an amazing quarter due to the, quote, iPhone sales, strong sales of Mac, all-time record revenue from services driven by the App Store, and a great start for the Apple Watch, end quote. Nobody expected us to get numbers for how many Apple Watches the company has sold, and we did not get them. But in an interview, Chief Financial Officer Luca Maestri did say that sales have exceeded internal expectations. Now, stocks of Apple stock fell in after-hours trading, which the Associated Press is attributing to the parsing of numbers that Apple did reveal. On the earnings call, Apple reported $2.6 billion in revenue from that other segment that includes the watch and other products. That $2.6 billion is about $952 million more than the previous quarter when the watch had not yet gone on sale. So that $952 million is well under the $1.8 billion that was estimated previously in watch sales. But who cares? Apple is still sitting on a record-breaking pile of cash, a pile which now amounts to over $202 billion. Today, Wired reports the ease at which hackers can take control of your car while you are driving it. Andy Greenberg agreed to be a digital crash dummy so security researchers could test the car hacking research they'd been doing over the past year. While Greenberg drove a Jeep Cherokee on a highway in St. Louis, researchers used a zero-day exploit to wirelessly take control of the Jeep in order to blow cold air through the air conditioning, change the radio stations, and even kill the steering, brakes, and transmission, all from a laptop across the country. Chrysler has already released a patch for the vulnerability.